This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فتاة الخير يا أملا تنير مسير دعوتنا وتقيد مشعل الإيمان كي تنجو بأمتنا وترفع راية القرآن تحدو ركبع.
Have حسن الظن of Allah. حسن الظن meaning having a positive belief, positive thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Expect good things from Allah, from your Lord. You know, He created you. He made you. He didn't just leave you to fend for yourself. He gave you so much. Expect more good things to come to yourself. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the famous hadith, Qudsi, He says, I am as my servant thinks I am. I am as my servant thinks I am. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad, hafidhahullah, when he was explaining this hadith, or at least this part of the hadith, I am as my slave thinks I am, he said, it means a person should think good of his Lord. He should have hopes and expectations from Allah that Allah will make his wishes come true for him. He should not be heedless or negligent or say, I called upon him and he did not answer me. Right? We don't sit there feeling as though, you know, what we're asking for is not going to be fulfilled. But rather, he should have good thoughts of Allah Azza wa Jal and be persistent in supplicating to him. He should not be lazy or heedless. And Allah Ta'ala loves for his slaves to supplicate, to make dua to him, because dua is worship. I am as my slave thinks I am means I expect Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to have good in store for me. When I make dua, either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer that dua immediately, or He will save something for me, maybe in the future. He's delaying the answering of that dua because He knows that there's a better time for me to have that thing. Or He's going to replace that thing with something better that I hadn't even dreamed of, that I didn't even know was good for me. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save it for me in the hereafter, right? My dua will never fall, a'udhu billah, on deaf ears. Astaghfirullah. Of course, my dua is not falling on deaf ears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears me every time I call. He appreciates that. He appreciates the call of the caller when they call. That call will result in good for you. So have conviction and have full belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has good in store for you. And having this kind of mindset, what it does is, it stops you from being paralyzed by circumstance and events, right? You're not going to be deflated because of the things that are happening around you. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help you figure a way out. Even when you're trying to achieve high things, and you're a person of high aspiration, you know, the thing that really makes people of excellence stand out from other people is that when an obstacle comes their way, they don't just sit down and say, oh well, you know, that's the end of that. That's the end of my high aspiration. You know, I'm just going to give up now because I've got this huge obstacle. There's no way out. The people of excellence and high aspiration, they would say, there's this obstacle. Let me look at it. Let me analyze it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help me overcome this. I'm going to find a way out. Because Allah has given me a mind and He's given me whatever resources I have. And I can make the most of those resources in order to figure a way out. Right? So having that kind of positive belief and positive understanding and attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just take a look at what humanity is capable of if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on their side. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. He was a slave boy in a foreign land, torn away from his parents. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that little boy and turned him into the highest minister in the land, the treasurer of a whole country, right? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam took a group of desert dwellers who nobody could, you know, care less about. A group of people in the desert, a whole civilization that the greatest superpowers on earth at the time were not even bothered to try and conquer. That's how yani, little and lowly the Arab people were seen as in that time, in the eyes of the superpowers that were around them, put the Persian Empire and the Roman Empire. But what did he do? What was he able to do? He turned them into the greatest civilization that this earth has seen. As the historian said, if greatness of purpose, smallness of means, and astonishing results are the three criteria of human genius, who could dare compare any great man in history with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So it's not that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, you know, a huge amount of means, or that he had amazing skills that were above and beyond other people. Of course he did. He did have characteristics that were above and beyond anyone. But it's not that they were, you know, he was handed these things on a plate when he was born. But it was that he had complete conviction in the mission that was ahead of him. Complete conviction and complete belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give him success. And we must do that as well, because we are the ummah of that same Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
سنتنا